What the hell's happened to us, Roy? We used to be on top of the world.
I don't know, Chet. America's gone to hell, I guess. But we'll get back on top soon enough.
How you figure, Roy?
Well, I heard of this guy. Some sort of advertising man who fixes your business. Aw, heck, Roy. I don't trust no city slicker with my funds. Nah, Chet. This here guy's special. Some kind of wizard or something. This wizard got a name? Goes by Bergenzer. Herb Bergenzer. The next day. Now hear me out, people. We's called this here meeting of the Dairy Association to reintroduce our product to the public. It seems people have some hesitation about drinking milk these days, and I, for one, have yanked far too much cow teat to go down now.
Yeah!
My daddy tugged too much cow teat to go down now.
Yeah!
Hell, my granddad squeezed so much cow teat, in his later days he started buying his cattle dinner before he went to work.
Wow.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Well, nevertheless, we brought in the answer to our prayers. Gentlemen and Mary, Chet and I give you Herb Bergenzer, honest ad wizard. Hey, everybody, how we doing? Please don't shake my hand, Utterfingers. All right, I'm Herb Bergenzer. My daddy named me Bergenzer, my mommy named me Herbert, and the kids at high school named me Thimblecrank. But I'm not here to shower with my back to you. I'm here to make you some money. My philosophy is simple, really. I believe in the three F's of advertising, a fountain of creativity, a funnel of fun, and most importantly, a fortress of honesty. All right, you... kicker. What seems to be the problem?
Well, the name's Chet, and the problem is people, Mr. Bergenzer. They ain't buying our milk anymore. Something about how it may or may not be good for you anymore, that it makes you fat, and it never really was that tasty. You know, a bunch of bull. Can you help us, Mr. Bergenzer? Can you save milk for us?
Can I save milk for you? Does a cow crap in the woods?
No, sir.
Well, he would if Herb Bergenzer sold him on the forest. All right, here we go. Milk. I got it. Milk. Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it's not. But rest assured, it will bloat you. No, don't like it? Not the message you're trying to get across? All right. Try this one on for size. Milk. If your wife just had a baby, see if you can get it on tap. No? No, like that one? A little too gross? Well, maybe. Well, try this one on for size. Milk! On a hot day, I'd rather drink curded monkey piss. Yeah, that one didn't sound right as soon as it came across my lips. But hey, they're not all winners. Look at you fellas. All right, let's do this. Herbie's ready to rock. Milk, because who's ever heard of Coke and cookies? Milk! So what do scientists know? Come on, it's your old friend Milk. Drink it! Milk, the lactose intolerant, fancy talk for gas pussies. Milk, think of it as really watery cheese. Milk, because Baptists need something to drink at the bar. Milk, because cows should provide for us humans. I mean, before we slaughter and eat them. Milk. The best damn liquid to ever seep from a nipple. All right! I'm unstoppable today. That's very sweet of you. I appreciate it. Well, there's some powerful advertising, Mr. Bergenzer. I'll give you that. That's nice of you to say, Mr. Haney. Now I guess I'll be on my way.
Mr. Bergenzer!
Yes, old-timer. What can I do for you before you die?
Oh, I'm retired from farming.
No sh**.
Yes, sir. I'll let these whippersnappers tend to the fields. I'm more worried about these liberal brew state queer lovers taking my rifle from me, which was my God-given right to have and bear arms. Could you use some of your slick city talking for the NRA, Mr. Bergenzer?
Well, I suppose I could spare a few valuable minutes for the National Rifle Association. After all, I don't want to get shot. It is a tricky one. Fortunately for you, Methuselah, Herb Bergenzer loves a challenge. Now hold on to your diaper, Grandpa, and watch me work. All right. The NRA. Here we go. The NRA. We're law-abiding citizens. But try to take our guns and we'll blow a hole in you. The NRA. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Especially the ones with guns. The NRA. Because deer have been f***ing with us for long enough. The NRA. We have the right to protect ourselves from armed intruders who have the right to own a gun. The NRA. We can use the word cock without laughing. The NRA. Because damn it, foraging needs to be punished. The NRA. How can kids learn gun safety without guns? The NRA. Because killing animals without guns is dangerous. The NRA. Don't piss us off and you've got nothing to worry about. Except for you animals. The NRA. Because Moses said so. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But the motor's running. Don't shut me off now. Come on, you hayseeds. Challenge me. You, manure boots.
How about corn? Can you do something for us corn growers?
Corn, because who wouldn't want to eat food that shares its name with an abnormal toe growth? Or how about corn for people who enjoy decorative turds? Oh, we're rolling now. You, mustache woman.
John Deere tractors. Could you help us with something like that?
Sorry to step on your toes there, sweetheart. John Deere tractors. You skateboard bitches ever gonna buy a combine? Yeah, you buck teeth.
I got stock in Home Depot. You got something for Home Depot?
Home Depot. If you can find one of our knowledgeable employees, it's probably because they don't want to help you. Oh, call me Gladiator. Woo! I'm Herb Bergenzer. Good night, farm people.
Oh, there he is, our champion, Honest Ad Wizard, Herb Bergenzer, going for his fourth straight win. You've now heard from him and from our challenger, Scott Denver, Balloon Artist in Denial.
It was supposed to be if you can't find one of our employees.
Herb's still going.
It's probably because they don't want to help you. They really never available. You'd think with orange jackets, they'd want to be found. You know, like rifle users. But they're trying to hide, too. It's weird.
Voting is now open at 2:00.
Vote for me!